Hey there, it's Jill Schlesinger. I'm launching a new show. It's called Money Moves, and your money is going to move. We're going to help you make better financial decisions. We're going to call out the BS you're finding all over social media. We're going to give you actionable guidance to make your financial life clearer, less stressful. We're going to answer your financial questions and take the mystery out of your financial life. Follow and listen to Money Moves with Jill Schlesinger wherever you get your podcasts.
How you doing, dog?
Good afternoon, gentlemen. Tiki, welcome.
Thank you.
Evan, nice to... I like, for all purposes to now, let's go the ladder. WFAN Legacy.
Dude, you can be it all, mad dog. You can do everything, right?
Well, it's one day a week at ESPN. Let's not go crazy. The MLB Network is a baseball show that is on, you know, for the baseball fan. FAN is where we all made it. That's where the fun began, and I sat there and watched a lot of Tiki Barber games. And Tiki... You are a borderline Hall of Famer. You should have made that last cut. I was disappointed.
Maybe
one
next
day
year.
You will.
Maybe
one
next year. I appreciate you,
Well, hold on a second. He's a borderline Hall of Famer. Is he a Hall of Famer or is he not a Hall of Famer?
You're not a Hall of Famer until you're a Hall of Famer.
I mean, do I have to go out there and be... he's not Jim Brown. So that's But, I mean, Dickie was a tremendous player.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, dog. And by the way...
Unheralded.
By the way, dog. By the way, dog. Yeah. I can't be a Hall of Famer until I'm a Hall of Famer. So being a borderline Hall of Famer is exactly what I want to be right now. So,
I think
you
that you are right. I think you are right there. You could go either way. I'm not being fair, Tiki.
I
think you could go. You could go either way with it. You were a hell of a running back. And yes, if you were into the Hall of Fame, I don't think anybody would have any qualms with it, Evan included. Evan, how are you?
I'm
long
good.
Time no chat.
A long time, man. I'm curious for you because you've been gone now for like 15 years, and New York sports has completely sucked for the most part since then. We've had a couple of good moments: the Giants Super Bowl, the Yankee World Series. Is there any day you wake up, you know, after you take your gummies and you do your radio show, where you say, "Boy, I miss talking about New York sports
all
day"?
Absolutely. I mean, I can think of about five or six right now in the last 12 years. The day that Citi Field opened up, I wasn't there with that ballpark in New York with the Mets. That bothered me. The 09 World Series, when I could have killed the Yankees. They won that year with A-Rod. That bothered me. So, I mean, those two top of your head right out of the gate. The Gettleman era with the Giants, that bothered me. Knicks Hawks a couple years ago when they finally got something going in the postseason. And then last year they beat the Cavs. You don't do those kind of local things on Sirius because of the fact, you know, it's a first-round NBA playoff series. You know, so there have been, you know, there have been some moments. I mean, you know, the Yankees re-signing Judge. I mean, I think him hitting 62 home runs, Evan. I mean, geez, you know me with the history, Roger Maris. You know, I mean, you know, I did some of that on Sirius because, you know, it's baseball, it's a national story, so that bothered me a little bit. There is no question about it. You know, the hometown aspect, no matter how bad the teams are, the hometown aspect of the ball clubs when you can't follow on a day-to-day basis, that is, you know, sometimes you miss that. It's part of your family, you know. And I tell you something else I miss. Sometimes I miss the conversation that me and Mike had, many a time cantankerous, but sometimes those conversations, which were good sports fans conversations, I don't have that necessarily on Sirius. It's about myself. So I do miss that, too. So there are some aspects of the station. I mean, let's face it, Evan, you were a good part of it. Tiki was a huge player here, and he was always in the mix there in the 90s with Fossil and everything else. The three of us, you know, Joe Benigno win and everything else. You know, Giannotti was part of it. Boomer, of course. I mean, it was a great town and it was a great station for a long period of time. And you know, being part of that, no matter what I do after, a lot of people still remember me from Mike and the Mad Dog.
Yeah, you know, it's funny, dog. I want to like when you do national shows, because I did a national show on CBS Sports Network for a while, and you often. Just you almost want to intentionally not talk about New York because it makes you feel like you're biased, right? Have there been national New York sports stories that you talked about and people said, hey, you know what? This is just a New Yorker talking. That's not. I don't want to hear that.
I think there's some of that. I think it's more the other way where you would talk about national stories and try to incorporate into a New York framework.
Got it.
You know, like Belichick today. Yeah. That would be one. The, you know, the NCAA Final Four in college football, that would be another. Trying to incorporate UConn when they won a championship last year in basketball, that would be one. I think it's more that way where you try to take a national sport that's got a little New York feel and try to turn it around so the New Yorker listens more than the other way, where I'm forcing a New York story on a national audience. As you guys well know, I've never been a huge New York fan anyway.
No, no kidding.
Right. So in a lot of ways, I'll tell you something else that I missed. When the Giants won those World Series, especially that first one.
Oh,
here
God.
It is. I screamed and yelled with Mike forever about Yankees, Giants, and I never had anything to crow about, and they finally win three championships, and I'm no longer on FAN. That is the weirdest thing in the world. I'm no longer on FAN. But, you know, here's the way I look at the radio. I just go on there, and I essentially do the same thing I've always done as far as the communication aspect of the concern. You know, do the monologue early, get calls in, try to get a newsmaker guest on. I do those things that I've always done. And, you know, there are times I want to do some New York stuff. And after all these years, I can get away with it. But, you know, listen, I'm going to leave with the – I like college football anyway. You know, I'm going to do a lot of Nick Saban. I did that yesterday. I'm going to do a lot of the college football stuff. I can do the tennis, which I couldn't do. I'm still going to do the big golf. You'll be surprised. Sports talk is sports talk.
Yeah.
You know, nobody's more of a New Yorker than me, and I've been on Sirius for 14, 15 years. What's that tell you?
They know
I'm going to talk some of New York sports.
Dude, you're approaching a period where you're going to be at Sirius longer than you were here. Like, you're a few years away from that, which is nuts.
I thought about that. Yep. I mean, I got to FAN in 88, 89. I left in 08, and I got to Sirius in the end of 08, and here it is, 2000. It's about 15, 16 years, and me and Mike started in 89, left in 08. 19 years with Mike and about 14 years at Sirius, which is really hard to
crazy,
believe.
Crazy, man. When did you...
But I love, you know, I still love the sports talk. I still love going on there. Hey, here are some things that you can't do on FAM. I like doing book reviews and, you know, get a good sports book on and getting a guy on for 45 minutes to an hour, even non-sports books.
Oh, well, by the way, dog, I have to do this now since you said that. What if I told you I wrote a Mets book and it's coming out in March? Are you going to give me an hour on your show to break
it
down?
Yes, I would.
Literally,
yes, I would.
I took my 50, my 81 favorite scorecards, because I score every Met game. I still do to this day. And I published it in the book and wrote about my experience at that game, and what was going on in life, what I thought about.
We will have you on, Evan.
Thank you, Doug.
That's a done deal.
All right,
that's a done deal.
Tell Spike I'm off that day. I'm going on with Doggy. All right, I appreciate that.
No, I will. I do a lot of those. You know, here's something else I did. You know, in the pandemic, that was a tricky show. So all those, you know, you guys, that was hard, those shows.
Oh, yeah.
But I put Roger McGuinn on one day for an hour on a Zoom, and he was playing songs from the Birds back in the 60s.
Right.
You really can't do that as much at FAN. And that is where Sirius allows you to do those things. But you guys know, doing a sports talk show is doing a sports talk show. If you do it right and the fans like you, the idea of it is to sell what you're interested in. So if you're passionate about something, even if something is obscure, you'd be amazed of how many fans will latch onto it, whether they live in New York or Walla Walla, Washington. So that's my philosophy.
Now, speaking of sports talk radio, we've had a lot of young hosts do shows recently, and I was curious if we played a clip, if you could do an on-air air check for this certain young host that was on recently. Could you do us that favor?
Let's go. Play it.
All right, here we go.
Five-game losing streak for them. Mikal Bridges. Not shooting well, not scoring the ball, not nearly as well as he was last year when they acquired him. The Nets, a lot of issues in Brooklyn. And I like some of the players that those Nets guys have. Bridges, Johnson, solid, I would say 2A, 2B type pieces.
What do you think of that young host?
You know, that's a good one. Tiki, you know who that is, don't you?
I do now.
I give Olivero and Spike all the credit. That was Colin Russo, who's a senior at Wisconsin, who works at ESPN Madison, and he did a show on December 22nd. And let me tell you something right now. I was with him. I left before these shows. I didn't want to hover over him, but I came down to visit the station. First time I'd ever been there, by the way.
I was going to ask, hey, that was your first time here? Was that day?
First time ever. Wow. First time I was there, December 22nd. And here's the thing. He followed a Nets-Nuggets game. I know you're a huge Nets fan.
Yes, yes.
He followed a Nets-Nuggets game, and then Carino and Capshaw do a great job. They did a half-hour postgame. And then he was on at 10:30 to 2. That first half hour, I'd be the first to admit, he was rattled. That first half hour. Because I told him, don't do Yamamoto, Don't do NFL playoffs in week 16. Don't do that at the bottom of the hour. You got to save that because we don't know about the calls or anything else. You got to save that for the top of the hour, which he did with Yamamoto at 11 because he had just signed. Mm-hmm. So when you think about it, 10:30 to 11, following Nets basketball, nobody knows who he is. Nobody knows who he is. Nobody knows who he is. And he's got to kill a half hour. That is not that easy for a senior in college.
No, no, that's
and
crazy.
And he was rattled. And he was rattled.
Right.
Was
so
rattled.
So in college at Wisconsin, what is he doing the same thing, like sports talk radio?
And I'll tell you, you know, he's done a good job. He's at ESPN Madison.
Yeah.
And he does the pre and post of Wisconsin football. So on Saturdays, he does a show outdoors in one of those bars there on State Street with three other hosts, one of them being Chris Moore, who's a former linebacker, and Brad Norman, who's a punter at the Jacksonville.
Yeah.
And he does that, and then he does a post-game show. Now, I don't know. He's a senior. He graduates. I think he wants to do this for his career. But you guys know, going in there every day, trying to make something happen. You guys are on. Are you guys on 4 or 5 hours? Are you four and a half hours?
Four and a half hours.
That is not that easy. Mm. And I don't know if he knows how that adjustment's going to be. Once a week around Wisconsin football is one thing, but the one thing that he has, he's got presence. When you hear him, you have it. He feels comfortable on the air, and no matter how much you know. And no matter how smart you might be, you have to feel comfortable. You got to feel comfortable when that microphone goes on. And he does do that. He does feel that. So that's a plus. The other one that I love is my oldest right now. Tiki, you'd be into this, is the third assistant at Northern Arizona.
Oh, yeah.
Big Sky Conference.
Oh, interesting.
Division I basketball.
Oh, that's cool.
And he's 24 and he's just turned 25.
Wow. So he's doing, this is his job then now, right?
This is his job.
He's doing this for a living.
He did 2 years grad assistant at UConn, won a championship, got this job in May, and I'm sitting here trying to figure out where ESPN Plus is. Gadgets are terrible.
Oh, it's a pain in the ass. Because sometimes it won't log you in.
I can't log in. Plus, this Peacock thing, sadly, with the Dolphins.
Right,
the
right.
ESPN.
Hulu. Hulu. You got to get Hulu. Makes it easy for ESPN Plus.
The world is a streaming world. You're not used to it yet. We had Amazon Prime all season long. Like, you're not used to the whole streaming thing yet?
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
Not as well as I have. I have my kids who help me out. I'm not that great at it. Forget me. How are you guys doing with this? Carton leaves, so now Evan. And Evan, what did I tell you when you took that job?
You gave me great advice.
Craig?
Yeah, you said.
I said just buy your time.
Yep.
Let Craig run the program. And who knows what happens. And now you're the boss.
They just get rid of him.
And now you're the boss.
Tiki's a great person to work with. By the way, I'm very curious. You got into a little bit of hot water a few months ago when the Diamondbacks defeated the Phillies, which I was thrilled about, and you promised that you would quit. And then you made a deal with the great Howard Stern that you would do something else. I forgot what it was instead of quit. Did you
walk down Fifth Avenue in a bikini?
Okay.
Nice. Did you?
Did you do that? And if not, why?
No, I did not do the bikini thing. My wife would have divorced me if I did the bikini thing. I couldn't do that. And Howard caught me by surprise because he got wrapped up in it. The fact that the Diamondbacks beat the Phillies and then they're screaming Mad Dog in the clubhouse after the game is odd. But here's what I did do. The Diamondbacks did a great job. I was not going to the World Series. And then baseball said, you got to go for the three games. So I flew out to Phoenix. I did the three shows, TV and radio. And I sat out in the center field bleachers doing the radio program. I was amazed. 85% were good, 15% were nasty. I was amazed the amount of fans who caught on to that walking by me there where I was on a little pedestal out in the center field.
Well, dog.
Yeah, that was a throwaway line that got me in a little trouble.
Right, but dog, it's interesting how the medium, both radio and TV, it is infiltrating clubhouses and locker rooms now. People get offended by these things. We Aaron Rodgers, it feels like every week is aggrieved by something that somebody says. Was it always that way? I mean, I know every now and then Mike would piss me off as a player, and I'd be like, what the hell is he talking about? But I'd come on with you guys and just talk about it.
Did Dog ever piss you off?
No, Dog never did, but Mike would.
Oh, yes, I did.
Well, maybe you did, but I didn't get mad at you. I got mad at Mike. But I never felt like it was infiltrating as much as it does now. It's kind of crazy.
The animosity between media and athlete is terrible compared to what it was 30 years ago. I mean, look at Boomer. Boomer came on every Monday during the football season, me and Mike forever. The manager came on once a day. Or the Met player, Jeff Torborg, did every day at 3:05 a couple years.
Crazy.
With Mike and myself. I mean, and now, you know, the new breed of athlete doesn't want criticism. It's athlete talking to athlete. They all have podcasts.
Yeah.
They don't come on radio, TV shows, so you don't have a chance to build any camaraderie with them. So it becomes a very, very difficult medium. I don't know how you guys have deals with the teams. It hurts me more on the national side because I can't get these guys on. I mean, you know, Bryce Harper is not coming on with Christopher Russo. That's all there is to it.
No, you're
under
right.
any circumstances. And in the old days, you can get these guys on occasionally. Now you can never. I mean, Aaron Rodgers is not coming out with me. So from that standpoint, unless he's selling a book,
or you got $1 million.
Or
you're going to kiss his ass for 35 minutes. Then he'll come on, maybe.
Right. So it's that too. And they know I'm not going to do that. You know, I will be nice, but I'm not going to. So it becomes it's a much, much harder profession than it was, Kiki, when Evan first started it, when Mike and I were on in the 80s and the 90s. It's a much harder profession now. I try to do the show the same way I've always done it. You know, I haven't changed the philosophy of doing a talk show around a barroom, fans talking sports, take phone calls, get newsmakers on, put some people on who I'm interested in, and hopefully I can sell that idea to the listener. That's the way I do it, but I'm a dinosaur there. You know, it's a totally different, and I'll tell you something else. People listen to sports talk now in clips.
Yeah. Yep.
They don't listen to the whole 3 hours unless they're really loyal and they're big fans. They listen to little clips. You give out a little 2-minute clip, like the Diamondbacks. They were going to, you know, go away to beat Philly.
Throw
now,
a
they
line.
Didn't hear the whole thing.
Right.
They heard the 2 minutes.
Now you're right. With the current scene right now, what do you think of the Met offseason so far? You think it sucks?
I did not like what they did to Buck. I thought Buck got a David Stearns. I thought he got a raw deal. I did not think Buck deserved to be fired. He had a great year, and then, obviously last year was a disaster. You can't blame that on Duck. He deserved a third year there, and I understand that Stearns wanted to bring his own guy in. I get it. The Mets, listen, they're going to regroup. Here's the thing that bothers you about baseball. The Dodgers have every player.
Mm.
I mean, Yamamoto, they got Hernandez and the Mariners,
yep.
And they just bring and they got, obviously, Ohtani.
And guess what? And guess what, dog? They'll get knocked out in the divisional round.
That's
just watch.
True. That's the advantage that baseball has over the NBA.
Yep.
And the other sports is the baseball the postseason is so unpredictable that you could have 9 Babe Ruths out there and you could still lose.
Well, that's what to me is saving them at offseason because the Mets look like a very average team. But I've said to Tiki, you know what? They win 85 games and make the playoffs. Why can't they get hot like the Diamondbacks just did? It gives teams
100%.
More hope.
Or the Phillies from 2 years ago.
Yep.
Or 2 seasons
that's
ago.
Exactly right. Or the Phillies, you know, who won 87 games. I mean, and they got to game 6 of the World Series. So I think the idea that there are more playoff teams helps those teams knowing that if they can win 85 games, they're on the periphery of making the playoffs. And if they ever get in, who's to say they can't win 5-6 games in a row? So, which is what Arizona basically did. Look at all the road games they won. Swept the Dodgers. I mean, they swept Milwaukee, and they came from 2-0 and 3-1 and 3. Well, it wasn't 3-2, but they came from 2-0 and 3-2 down
right.
to beat the Phillies. So, and look at Texas. I mean, Texas won 90 games and won every road game.
Yep.
I mean, Texas won every road game
incredible.
In the playoffs.
Incredible.
Everyone, it was a road game.
It's incredible.
That doesn't happen in other sports. And I think the unpredictability, it happens in hockey, but it doesn't happen in any other sports. And that's the unpredictability of baseball that helps its postseason because you can make it and have a dominant regular season, but at the end of the day, who cares? The Dodgers season now starts October 1st.
No doubt.
They're going to win 12 games.
No
if
doubt.
If they don't, the season's a disaster.
Out of curiosity, when did you start taking gummies? Is that a recent phenomenon or is that a while ago?
Evan, I went to college. I went to a boarding school in upstate New York.
Yes.
I got there as a freshman in 1974.
Oh, so 1974 is when you started.
That is 5 years after. That's 5 years after Woodstock. So, I mean, but the gummy sensation, you know, that was an interesting one. I threw that out there on the TV, and people got so into that gummy stuff.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, now I almost have to take it when it's a big sporting event on just to keep up the reputation.
Right. You need to start your own brand. I mean, hell.
Yeah, I know. Start my own brand. You know, listen, I went to a boarding school in college. You know, in those days, you did those kinds of things. And it's funny, I got away with it on ESPN. And nobody from ESPN say anything. You know, you would figure family TV. Chris, really? You got to say this? Nobody said a word.
Right.
Nobody said
right.
a word.
That's the mouse, man.
People like authenticity.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
what they like.
That is true.
And you could say anything you want about Christopher Russo after all these years. You got to say one. Even you, Tiki, you know, I'm authentic. I'm who I am. I don't pretend.
I appreciate that.
We're doing a kind of a throwback, Dan. I appreciate you coming on. One of the things we're bringing back are the 2020 updates, and there's a man here who I would be honored if you could throw to his update. You may remember him. His name is John Minko.
Oh, my God. You got Mink doing the update.
Minko, how are you, Johnny?
I'm doing just fine. And you know what?
Mr. St. John.
You know what? We go all the way back to Timmy Russo, who was with the UConn basketball program, got a ring. Did you actually see this ring yet? The championship ring?
Humongous. Yeah, he got a humongous ring. Humongous.
How about that? And now he's at Northern Arizona.
Which Mink saw him because Northern Arizona played at UConn, and Mink has done a lot of those St. John's UConn games. And Mink is always texting me after he has run it to Timmy. He does a great job. So we are doing the 2020s today, Evan? That's what we're doing?
We're doing a couple. we're mixing a couple in. And it was very tough to negotiate and get John Minko to agree to do a few updates. He's a very busy man these days. But he was kind enough, especially with you on, to join in and have the honor of you throwing to an update just like the old days.
What time is it?
You're not going to pull this one off, are you?
2:40.
It's 2:40.
All right, Mink, let's go, Mink. Do a halfway decent job, short and sweet. Tell me what's going on. Here's the 2020 on Sports Radio 66, WFAN. Mickey!
WFAN 2020 Sports.
And Dog, a member of the 69 Mets, 73 Mets, shortstop Bud Harrelson, passes at the age of 79. That from the club this morning. 13 years with the club, a two-time All-Star, Gold Glove shortstop, third base coach on the 1986 champion Mets. Well, story out of New England today was expected. 24-year run as head coach Bill Belichick comes to a close. Alabama needs a head football coach with the retirement of Nick Saban yesterday. What we do know is Dan Lanning of Oregon is staying put. Ohio State wide receiver Marvin Harrison Jr. declares for the NFL draft. The Nets are in action today at this hour in Paris, and they lead the Cavaliers midway, 9:05 to play in the half, 35-21 to score. There, Knicks in Dallas tonight, Rangers, Blues in St. Louis, Islanders home to Toronto, Devils on the road against Tampa Bay, and with sports every 20 minutes or every 20 years, this is John Mayo, WFA and 2020 Sports.
As the U.S. men's national team takes center stage at a home World Cup, make sure you're listening to Call It What You Want, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network, where you can join me, I'm Jimmy Conrad, alongside Charlie Davies, Tony Miola, Marcelo Balboa, and Benny Feilhaber throughout this tournament for previews, instant reactions, and analysis of every U.S. match. Then all summer, we're back every Tuesday and Thursday, covering all things U.S. men's national team. Download and follow Call It What You Want on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.